Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and a whole lot less chaos. You ever wake up feeling like you're carrying around a backpack full of bricks? You know, those regrets from yesterday, that missed opportunity from last week, or even that embarrassing moment from high school that still somehow haunts you. Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to lighten that load, to finally let go of those emotional burdens and move forward with a lighter heart? Today, we're diving into the power of self-forgiveness and how letting go of regret can be the key to unlocking peace and happiness. You see, life is a beautiful mess, right? We make mistakes, we stumble, we sometimes fall flat on our faces. It's part of a human experience. But here is the thing. Holding onto those mistakes, dwelling on them like they're some kind of cosmic punishment, that's where the real damage happens. It steals your joy, it holds you back from experiencing new things, and it keeps you stuck in a cycle of self-criticism. So how do we break free from this regret trap? Here are five key takeaways to help you on your journey. First off, recognize that you're human. Seriously, repeat that like a mantra. I am human. We all screw up, it's inevitable. Perfection isn't the goal here, it's growth. Think of it like this. Learning a new skill, playing a musical instrument, even mastering your morning coffee routine, it all takes time, practice, and yeah, sometimes a few burnt batches along the way. But with each misstep, you learn something, adjust, and eventually get better. The same goes for life's big moments. Second, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not about saying, what I did was okay. It's about acknowledging the mistake, learning from it, and choosing to move forward without letting it define you. Think of it like a scab on a wound. Eventually, it falls off, leaving behind healthier skin underneath. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend who made a similar mistake. We're so quick to judge ourselves harshly, but when we extend that same compassion to ourselves, we create space for healing and growth. Next up, let go of the what-ifs. It's easy to get caught in a spiral of hypothetical scenarios, replaying past decisions over and over again. But remember, the only power you have is in the present moment. Focus on what you can control now, your actions, your thoughts, your attitude. And lastly, remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of letting regret define you, let it be a reminder to learn, grow, and become a better version of yourself. Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible backpack filled with all the things you wish you had done differently? You know that feeling when you replay a conversation in your head, wishing you could have said something else? Or maybe you're haunted by that one missed opportunity that still feels like a gaping hole in your story. Let me share a personal example. Back in college, I had this amazing chance to audition for the lead role in a play. But instead of going for it, I chickened out. Fear of failure held me back, and I ended up regretting it for years. I kept replaying that what-if scenario over and over again, letting it eat away at my confidence. It wasn't until I finally learned to forgive myself for that missed opportunity that I could truly move forward. I realized that holding on to the regret wasn't doing me any good. It was preventing me from taking risks and pursuing new opportunities. So I made a conscious decision to let it go. I acknowledged my fear, I understood why I didn't audition at the time, and then I chose to focus on the present moment. Today, I encourage you to do the same. Identify those regrets that are weighing you down, acknowledge them with compassion, and choose to forgive yourself. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's how we learn and grow. The key takeaways here are simple but powerful. Practice self-compassion, recognize that you're human, understand forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions but moving forward, focus on what you can control now, and let go of those what-ifs. Remember, the past is over, and dwelling on it only steals your joy. So take a deep breath, release those regrets, and step into this moment with renewed energy and purpose. Let's create a future filled with possibilities, not haunted by what could have been. Now go out there and live your best life. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of calm over chaos, one podcast at a time. Until next time, keep striving for that peace within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.